Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Taken that, that'll become the issue. The issue is the American people should speak. You should go out and vote. You're in voting now. Vote and let your senators know how strongly you feel. Vote now. Make sure you, in fact, let people know you're a senator. I'm not going to answer the question.
Why would you answer that question?
Because the question is, the radical left. Will you shut up, man?
Listen, who is on your list, Joe?
This is so right.
Gentlemen, I think
this is so unprecedented.
We have ended. I'm not going to give a list.
We have ended this segment. We're going to move on to the second segment.
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it? Keep yapping, man.
The people understand, Joe.
They
47
do.
Years you've done nothing. They understand.
Oh. All right. What do you believe about the science?
Contentious, chaotic, and all about interruption. It was an awful debate from a debate point of view. And, you know, I was asked by somebody in the media, well, who do you think won? We want to get your expert opinion from a person who is paid for their opinion to do a talk show in the United States. And I said, you know, was there really a winner? The loser is the American people, that's for sure. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, did you watch the debate? I bet the ratings for the first maybe half hour were okay, but I think a lot of people dumped out of this debate. It was contentious. It was full of interruptions. It was almost unwatchable. It was almost unwatchable. I mean, you know, that's pretty much what the deal was, I think, with this. Chris Wallace, who did such a fabulous interview with the president, pulled no punches, didn't say, well, I'm on Fox or I'm this and people expect this from me and let me wear a label. He did a great, great interview with the press. And I was expecting that this was just perfect for him. And here's the thing. I think he was armed with what he needed to be armed with, but he was trying to let it, his philosophy was, let it unfold, get out of the way, it's not about me, boom, let this happen. And then he couldn't let it happen because there was just too much interrupting. That's it. So there was so much of that going on, there was a lot that you couldn't, it was impossible. And it wasn't like a debate. There were clearly some moments in this that will be picked out. Trump has repeatedly kind of resisted going flat out after white nationalists and white supremacists who, of course, are aligning themselves with him. You know, so he was asked pointedly to make the position clear. And whether he would denounce white supremacists and militia groups, and he said, sure. And he said, sure, I'm willing to do that, but I would say almost everything I see is from the left wing. And then he said, you know, just Proud Boys, stand back and stand by. And then I'll tell you what, someone's got to do something about Antifa and the left, because this is not a right wing, you know, not a right wing problem. So already on Twitter, I saw a few of these flying around. We may see more of these. But the Proud Boys, which is a group, they had Proud Boys out there on Twitter, and they said they're sharing the group's logo with the president's words. And it's stand back. So it's saying stand back. So I don't know that he wanted that to happen, but that's going to be one of the things that comes out of this. And I think for Biden, the thing that comes out of this is if he was hoping to get everyone on board that he could possibly get, especially from the left who are not happy that Bernie Sanders once again was not the candidate, he did, I think the president at one point said it, he said, you just lost the left. He did, I think, really distance himself from the left. And, you know, he was goated about that. And he said, I'm a I'm the Democratic Party right now. The platform of the Democratic Party is what I, in fact, approved of, and he emphasized it, what I approved of, because the president was connecting Biden's health care plan to Bernie Sanders, and he said the fact of the matter, he just avoided that. I said the fact of the matter is I beat Bernie Sanders, and he said not by much, and he said Biden said I beat him by a hell of a lot. So, you know, that was one moment, and I think for sure the left has always been kind of on Biden in the first place. So that comes, I believe that comes out of this debate. And like I said, the fact that it was not a good debate, that's the other thing. Coronavirus, we didn't really get anywhere with that. That may be one of the bigger liabilities for the president is the coronavirus. And a lot of that is because of not just the lives of people want lives back. They want normalcy to our lives, right? When do you get that back? And economically, the brutal crushing that so many people are taking, and how long can they stand that for when every day, you know, there's the bleak news. The airline workers are getting ready for mass cuts. We have lots of store closures at record numbers. We have lots of retail bankruptcies. I told the story the other day about being at a restaurant in Dallas, and they had 17 employees. They're down to 3, and everybody does the busing. Everybody does everything in the restaurant because they're lucky to even have the doors open. People are afraid to go back to movie theaters. The movie industry is cratering and is in serious jeopardy. All the blockbuster films, of course, were delayed because audiences are staying home. They're not going to the theaters, no matter what the theaters say about how they're cleaning the theaters, what they're doing. It is like a ghost town, I mentioned, because I have taken the step and went to see a movie with the nephew and the hubs, and it was a ghost town. We were, in fact, very safe because we were it and one other people in the whole arena, the whole theater, you know, period. So this is such a crucial time for America. And just to see that debate, it was just a brutal 90 minutes. And brutal is the word. I've said it twice. And chaotic, those are the two ways to describe this. It really was kind of this maneuvering around a political ring. And we were the spectators outside of the ring. We weren't getting a lot of meat out there. There wasn't a lot of meat on the bones. There wasn't any revelations that came out that you know, blew us away. It was a lot of the same things that we've heard. And I think when you headed into watching these debates, it clearly was about who did you already know in your mind? You're either voting to reelect this president or you're going for Joe Biden. And I think clearly people know which way they're voting. And I don't think anybody was persuaded by anything that they heard in the debates. All right, we're opening it up for all of you. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or you can flip me an email. Many people have done that. They're stacking up. Kate@katedelaneyradio.com as we continue to talk more about the debate and this upcoming election. How many people have voted? I'm going to tell you next.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender. Not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
If you can call it that, I don't think so. It didn't feel like a debate to me. It was, again, one of those get-togethers that reminded me of the kind of the preambles to some of the Vegas fights that I covered, the heavyweight fights. Although nobody lunged at each other, there was certainly some verbal lunging going on. Best way to describe it. Graham in Mississippi, hello.
Well, Biden, he kind of just sat in the corner. And Chris Wallace, he more or less punched the crap out of Trump. And they had a personal debate there in the middle of it going on between him and Trump. And I think Chris won, if you ask me. but yeah.
Could be, because he was trying to figure out, what am I going to do? And he's interviewed, I said that, he's done a great interview with him in the past, and he's interviewed him several times. So I think he had no problems trying to figure out how to contain it, but there was like no containing it. That was the thing.
Well, he was battling for, because he kind of believes in this green policy, where we get rid of a lot of this pollution. That's what it is. That's what it is, Kate. It's still pollution from the 70s, as the word defined. Now, this green energy thing, it's kind of just as expensive in pollution control as what we do nowadays. Because as long as you're developing chemicals to create stuff, what can you say? You got byproducts you get rid of, no matter what you do.
Right.
But But what we're trying to do is unprecedented, and people need to start paying more attention to scientists, NASA people, and engineers and all this, because they want to be able to properly remove it from the Earth. We want to go to Mars because of all the minerals. And the, you know, we make more rocket ships from iron and zinc and all this other stuff, and we progress further into space. And we progress further. It's just nobody's looking at the other picture, as I call it.
Yeah, I agree.
It's much bigger than the one we're looking at with these politicians. And Trump's not really a he's not really a politician. That's why he loves to argue.
Yeah, because that's what he's done, and he said it. He said it on the stage. Excuse me, when he was talking about his businesses.
Yeah. He's going to stand up for his rights. I don't know a person out there that when they start looking at their taxes and they see that, hey, the government's going to allow this. It sits on the borderline, but it's going to allow this. You bet I'm going to take it.
There is some truth to that, my friend. I don't know anyone, whoever they are, that's ever said, yes, give me more. Hell yes. You're right.
Well, that's just human nature, too.
Yes, yes, yes. That's true. That's funny. You're right. You're absolutely right.
I love this political Comedy Central. It's cracking me up.
Yeah, I love the way you're looking at this because it's true. It is. It's like a dark comedy sort of. I mean, that's what it is. That's what we're seeing. That's what we saw with the debate. I mean, look, will you shut up, man? You're a clown. Oh, I mean, you're not a clown. You know, just crazy. Yeah.
Well, if people would be laughing like me, they wouldn't worry about it tomorrow morning. They'd look towards Christ and say, thank you.
Yeah, there you go.
You relieved a lot of tension last night. A lot.
That's funny. I love that.
I used to have wallpaper that had common sense for sayings in my bedroom, and I'd have kids come in my high school day, and they'd write their stuff down on the wall, and it was fluorescent. It was really cool. I was one of them 70 hippies. anyhow, one of them saying that come directly on the wallpaper was, "Don't worry." Don't worry.
There's nothing you can do about it. Tomorrow the sun comes up and, you know, we're talking about something else. I mean, so, so true. I love hearing you laugh. You need to call us more often when you're laughing like that, Graham. You're hilarious. Thank you so much for calling us, because I like the way you looked at this. You're right. and there were moments like that. I mean, here's the thing. I'll say it again. I'll emphasize this again, and then I'm just going to hit on a couple of other things that aren't even debate related. You know who people know who they're voting for. The debate is it's almost like my guy threw this punch. They threw this punch. Okay, I'm looking at these issues, and there were new issues because the taxes was a new thing, and of course the Supreme Court justice was the other thing. And that was the first question right out of the gate, where Biden pushed back on it and Trump said no. And he said what had happened with Democrats during the Obama administration. So it was what I would expect. And then, boom, then they were off to the races. We'll be talking more about debates, what happens next, what we're looking at. 1 million people have voted. That's like an incredible early number. And what does that tell you? People are paying attention. So does this president get reelected despite what some of the polls say, or is it Joe Biden? I think the number is, despite what some are saying, 8 points. It's not 8 points on all the polls. I think it's too close. And I would be, if I was a Democratic strategist, I would not be pop in the champagne corks right now. We saw what happened with Hillary Clinton when Trump was out there still campaigning, and she wasn't. And when they were filling the Javits Center with little girls to say, this is the first female president, and that was not the case at all. All right, a couple of quick hits. The NFL had an outbreak. Ooh, 8 Titans tested positive for COVID. So there's some concern. Some of them were players, and some of them were front office people. They announced that several tests have come back positive. They're going to work remotely for the foreseeable future. That's what they're talking about, with an abundance of caution, because of course they have to be careful about that. And the Vikings too also are dealing with that as well. And are there some false positives? Because there's been some discussions about that. So the Titans' Week 3 opponent, the Minnesota Vikings, suspended team activities in the wake of the news as precaution. They're saying they haven't had any. They're actually saying they haven't had any positive tests, because there was like the false negative tests. So they're looking at that, and they're being very, very careful, because you see the NFL has opened back up, and they want to stay opened back up. So they're really watching, of course, what's going on there, for fear that it could lead to some outbreak, and that's definitely not what they want to see. So believe it or not, like I said, there are other things happening. Sadly, the wine country is just on fire. 3 people were killed the other day in Northern California in the wildfire. And Monday it all started up. The winds were fanning the flames, and you had about 70,000 to 80,000 people had to be evacuated. And then these 3 different people died in the fire. Very, very, very sad. It started on Sunday in that whole Napa Sonoma wine country area. It's about 45 miles, if you don't know, north of San Francisco. And it was just, you know, 3 years ago, the deadly wildfires in 2017 that killed 22 people, and here you go again. So they've shut off some power for some customers, like 65,000. You've got more of the same in the forecast: hot, dry, windy weather. We feel you, California and the West Coast, still in dealing with these fires and smoke and what people are inhaling, and the firemen and women who are working hour after hour just trying to catch some Z's in between. All right, hang with us. Talking to a couple of really interesting authors next, including a woman who deals with veterans and found a way to reach them through poetry. Meet you there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump and Joe Biden are debating in Cleveland. They were asked if scientists can be trusted regarding COVID-19.
There's millions of scientists, there's thousands of scientists out there that don't work for him. Their job doesn't depend on him. That's not, they're the people. And by the way,
to the scientists that are in charge,
by the way,
they will have the vaccine very soon.
Let him put it.
You believe for a moment what he's telling you, in light of all the lies he's told you about the whole issue relating to COVID, he still hasn't even acknowledged that he knew this was happening, knew how dangerous it was going to be back in February, and he didn't even tell you. He's on record as saying it. He panicked or he just looked at the stock market, one of the two, because guess what? A lot of people died.
This is USA Radio News. President Trump's pick for the Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett, has been officially nominated for the bench. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor mocked concerns from Democrats that she would move to strike down the Affordable Care Act.
Mother of seven, including multiple children who were born or adopted facing pre-existing medical challenges, is just itching to block families like hers from accessing medical care. What a joke.
Several Democrats refused to meet with Judge Barrett. Her confirmation hearings are expected to get underway in October. The Senate also advanced a stopgap measure that will keep the government running through December 11th. Stocks were off today. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 131 points, the S&P 500 down 16, and the NASDAQ Composite down 32. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This time on Author's Corner is Sandra Russell. Her book is PTSD, Putting the Story Down. Sandra, thanks so much for popping on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So let's talk about, you open your book and you talk about my most memorable veteran. And
right.
You go through, you take us through this, it's almost like you wrote it so well, it's almost like a poem and then a description. So tell us about that.
Yes, I had this veteran that had issues. He was in the hospital for 2 months, and they had diagnosed him with shell shock because he was a World War II veteran. And I spent the night with him just listening to him telling his story. And I realized from my readings that he sounded like he had PTSD, because he had a lot of anxiety, and I had noticed some nights before that he was very nervous being around people. He didn't want to talk to people. He was constantly checking his windows and doors to make sure they were locked, and I said he had PTSD because time had passed and that had become known and well documented. So
yeah,
I'm sorry?
Go ahead. Continue.
I spoke to the nurse manager about it, and she gave it to the doctor, and the doctor did the consult and took it to the medical board, and they did decide that it did look like PTSD. His medication was changed. He was put in group therapy, and he improved. And so less than 2 weeks, he went home.
Wow, that's a great story. And your book is filled with, you know, these incredible vignettes, I'll call them, mixed with the poetry about veterans. And the reason why is just what you described, is because we need to back up and say you're a registered nurse, a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and you have worked with Veterans Administration hospitals for 19 years. So you've seen some things with these veterans. And I think that's obviously PTSD, putting the story down, and how important that is for these vets, right?
Yes, it is. And I decided that this veteran, he decided to start writing about his experiences because he didn't want to talk about it. So I came up with the program of ways veterans can put this story down by writing poems, short poems, but counting syllables because it makes them think. So in 7, 8, or 9 syllables, each line of 3 lines, they write this story. And I gave them a bonus. I said, if you put 3 of them together, you have a poem. And this seemed to be very, very helpful to the veterans. They seemed to enjoy it.
So what was that like for you when you started to get that back and you said the veterans seemed to enjoy it? That had to feel rewarding, right?
It felt very rewarding, and I was happy that the veterans was finding some relief in a way of expressing themselves. I had noticed from my grandfather some years ago that when he spoke about war stories, his jaw relaxed, and he was much more happy. So with those memories, part of that was how I recognized in this veteran what was going on, because he did the same thing. His jaw relaxed, and he seemed more relatable.
Yeah, and we're speaking with Sandra Russell, and the book is PTSD, Putting the Story Down. What do you think people don't understand about veterans?
They don't understand their pain, and the pain is them keeping the traumatic events that they experienced in the war. They keep it within, and it's like poison in their system. And people don't understand that they can't cry. You know, everybody has to relate in their own time.
Yeah, and you know this community because besides serving the community, you've had family members that have served, including you've got 2 nephews that were West Point graduates. So you understand the veteran life, right?
Yes, very much so. I had a brother-in-law that served in the Vietnam War. In fact, I went to Vietnam to see what it was like. And they have a program where they show you what went on during the war. So, I mean, I got feelings, horrible feelings that, you know, what these guys went through. And just imagining what they went through in World War I, World War II, Korea. I mean, it's horrible. They really go through some trauma.
Right, and by writing things down, and as you saw, by expressing themselves and being able to really tell the story, whether it's through a couple of lines in what is a poem or sort of a vignette, that has made just a huge difference. Did you think you were going to do this and put all this together in a book?
I had no idea. I didn't even realize I was going to write the poem, but I started writing poetry in the 4th grade. And when I started thinking about it, I said, let me put this down so I can remember it, because this is a memorable veteran. And I wrote that poem, and I wrote another poem that really went with it. A veteran told me, you know, your name spells star. And he called me Star Healer. He said, you're a star, you're an angel, because you're a healer, because you're a nurse. so I'm going to call you Star Healer. You're an angel because whenever I call nurse, you come. So I'm going to start calling Star Healer.
Wow, I like that. So the one veteran says that. What do the veterans say about this book? Have you given this book or had them see the book, some of the veterans that you've worked with?
Yes, they enjoyed the book. They felt that it was helpful to them, and they started writing their stories.
Ah, so powerful, the whole story. By writing that down, I agree with you 100%, and it's great the work that you've done and that you continue to do with veterans. So when people read this, what do you hope that they take away from reading PTSD, putting the story down?
I hope they realize that there's an avenue that they can get that poison out of their system. They can write about it. And I hope they enjoy writing it poetry, because poetry is an art that really is a healing art.
Boy, and that's true. And you know, because for you, your own personal story, you started to find relief and comfort writing and putting the story down, right?
Yes, I have so much pain from I have sciatica, I have MS, and I have fibromyalgia, all contributing to pain. And in the middle of the night even, I wake up with pain and I start writing. I mean, it just rolls out of me. I just write and write and write. I have hundreds of poems written.
Yeah.
Through the pain.
Yeah, that's good. Good for you. And you live in Tucson. We have a great affiliate there, KVOI. People should be listening to you probably right now in Tucson. And it's interesting because your husband too is an RN. So here you're a registered nurse. He is too. So boy, I bet you have stories to share.
Oh yes, he's a fairly new nurse, but unfortunately he got hung up with this new pandemic. And this pandemic is going to really leave a lot of people with a lot of PTSD.
Yeah.
So I am busy working on a civilian PTSD book to help those that went through different kinds of traumas, showing that they can work it out too.
Right. So this one's, you know, geared to the veterans, obviously, but talking about how anybody can learn from that and do the same thing. And then once you put this out, you decided, boy, I need to do another one, because you're right. PTSD is rampant with the pandemic.
Yes. And I have many people coming to me asking me about it. Do you have one for civilians? Are you going to write one? And so, yes, I'm in the process of doing that. I'm also in the process of writing a book on 2020, because this has really been quite some year.
Boy, it really has been. That might be an understatement, Sandra. It has been quite some year. You are absolutely right.
And it's not over. So I did tell my publisher that it'll be in two volumes. I'll do the first 6 months, and then I'll do the second 6 months after we finish 2020.
Yeah.
And God knows what 2020 to 2021 will bring.
Yeah, who knows, that's for sure. But I'm glad you're writing and you're getting that message out. I think that's so important. And touching people's lives. PTSD, putting the story down, you can get that again. Go to Amazon and you can find that there. And we look forward to hearing about what you come up with next. Sandra, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you so much for having me. This has been great.
As the
coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Time of year when as much as I'm into books, this is the time where you really share books. You know, it's that gift-giving time, I think, which could be any time of the year, but we're coming up to the big holidays. So I got a perfect one for you. Eric Ribbons joins us. He's written a couple of books, actually, but we're going to talk about this one first. And this book is one that really pulls you in, and it's great to read to kids. And I would say, and I could read it and get a few chuckles, I have to say, too, Farmer Dirk and the Little Green Duck. Eric, thank you so much for joining us on Author's Corner.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So you and I had this great off-air conversation, and you said, you know, part of what led to this book in a way was that you remember when your daughter was 8 and it was, Daddy, Daddy, tell me a story. And so you have to pull those rabbits out of your hat, and you pulled a few of them, right?
Yes, exactly. My younger daughter was 8 years old, and she always asked for a story at night, and I would say, well, 6 cows lined up outside the little barn, and then I think, where do I go from here? Gotta think of something.
And think of something you did now, all these years later, and you come up with Farmer Dirk and the Little Green Duck, like I said. And it is a charming, it's been described as this, and it really is a charming story about this small family farm. So where did the small family farm concept come from for you?
Well, certainly partially from my childhood. My parents bought 75 acres of land when I was a young teenager. And eventually we had quite a number of different animals, including, for a while, the largest sheep herd in the county.
Wow.
So these stories are half my imaginations and half my memories.
Yeah, this is interesting, too, timing for you as a teenager. Boy, farm work can be tough. Did they have you out there working the farm?
I was not always happy about that. It's like, let's see here, Dad. I want to go have fun and play, and you're telling me I have to do chores?
Oh, yeah. Sheep are fun to pet, but then when you have to herd them and do all the other things, it's a little bit different. There's no question about that. So tell us about the story. If someone buys this and they want to send it to other people or get it for their grandkids or their children or whatever, tell us about the story of Farmer Dirk.
Okay. First of all, this book is a series of 20-some short stories. Each story can stand alone, but collectively they tell a somewhat romanticized version of a small family farm, maybe back around the 1960s. The stories are not particularly what I would call children's stories, but they are really good for reading to or with children. And I have had people tell me that they had so much fun reading to their kids that now they're going to turn around and read it to their parents.
Yeah, that's why I said that. I said really anyone could read it, but it is a good, I like the way you described that, it is good to read to children. With this book, it's interesting because something that we didn't talk about, boy, your dad was an interesting person. He is a retired librarian too as well, so you've always been surrounded by books.
Yes, I can remember my dad coming home with a whole grocery bag of books and saying, here, read this book. When you read this book, you're going to sneak around the house writing notes about people. Harriet the Spy or whatever.
That's so interesting. And here you are and you write the book. So what was the reaction for this particular book? What was the reaction from your family?
Well, I actually was kind of unsure about how to tell people about it. My father is a very private person. And he told me that he really did not want to be involved with reading or critiquing or whatever a book. And he finally agreed to do it, and he said that I was the only one of his children that he would trust to be able to listen to what he was saying. It's a little dangerous, I guess I would say, because this is a very intimate book. It exposes me.
Right.
And so for you to tell me that you don't like this book is also, in a kind of a convoluted way, telling me that you don't like part of who I am.
Right. Yeah.
Fortunately, just about everyone loves it.
So, but I'm bummed. That was the punchline. Everyone loves it. So it was okay. So you said, okay, I'm gonna take the chance. I'm gonna tell everyone about it, and then they love it. And you can get this on Amazon. Farmer Dirk and the Little Green Duck. It's in paperback. It's perfect to give to people, as I said, for all those other reasons. And then you also have another book that is completely different from that one, and I feel like we should touch on that because it's called Eddie's of His Breath, Contemplations of the Word, which couldn't be more different from this other book. And when you and I were talking about what this is about, the meat of this, I thought it was fascinating how you looked at stories in the Bible. And I don't know how to put this. You sort of take us in a different direction. What's kind of the rest of what maybe happened here? Or here's what happened, with Eve. Tell us about that.
I'm a lifelong Christian, and I also have a pretty active imagination. I live inside my own head a lot. Excuse my voice. What I did with this book, a series of about 40 stories in which I began with a Bible story, and then tried to imagine a more complete story, expansion around it, always sticking as close as possible to the original Bible thing. I'm not trying to push any particular theology or whatever, but you meet Tabitha as a kind of a comfort visitor that her legacy is going to be bad servants.
Hmm. Yeah. You meet Tabitha, and then you also meet, because I said this at the beginning, so you have to give us the payoff of this. Eve, tell us about Eve.
Eve is a very important story. In Eve, I tell the story of creation and of their terrible sin and getting kicked out of the Garden of Eden. We meet Eve as an old, frail person remembering and regretting that she never said she was sorry.
Yeah. Wow, I just can envision that in my head. You know, I'm just you painted a picture of that. So interesting. And that's really what it is. As you said, it's these short stories. What do you hope people take away from reading this book?
I hope that people find themselves wondering and thinking and maybe approaching some aspects of their faith in a deeper or different way.
Yeah, that sums it up. And again, this book is called Eddies of His Breath, Contemplations of the Word. And the other book that we talked about, you get that on Amazon, Farmer Dirk and the Little Green Duck. And here's the thing for people listening. You're a retired botany professor. Wow. And we talked about the farm and growing up, and you're the oldest of eight children. What an interesting life you've led. I feel like I need to ask you about the botany part of this. Like, well, wait. I was, you know, a teenager. We had 75 acres, and then I went into botany. Was some of that fueled by curiosity? I mean, what led you in that direction?
My botany, actually, all my life I've been interested in bugs. I blew my first attempt at college. When I went back to college, my first class was a botany class, and I discovered that plants were fascinating. I can remember coming home and telling my wife that I've decided I was going to study the plants and then the animals. And I guess I'm a slow learner because I never got done with the plants.
So you stuck there, and then that was it. And was it fun teaching this? Was it fun teaching those classes and being a professor ultimately?
Oh, yes. Fun, terrible, challenging, frustrating, immense satisfaction. It is such a joy to be able to help people grow to the point where you are obsolete.
No, I like that.
And it is incredibly frustrating when they don't want to do it.
Yeah, yeah. So teaching them and the letting them move from there. Well, you were a delight to talk to. And again, both of these books, you can get them on Amazon. Eric Ribbons, thanks so much for coming on the show.
And let me say to your listeners, if you read the book, send me an email and tell me what you think. I want to hear.
There you go. And you can go to the website, ericribbons.com. Thanks, Eric.
My pleasure.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.